We are learning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of Daf Aleph. It's the beginning of a Mishnah. It's the middle of a Mishnah. And the Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah talked about who is glad to accept Shkolim from. The Mishnah was Masva, even though Noshim Avad Maktanim are part of Shkolim, still you can Mekabel for them. And the Mishnah said, but Anochri and Akusi, you cannot be Mekabel Shkolim from them. Now, the second half of the Mishnah is a whole different discussion about something called a Kalboin. Kalboin is an extra coin, which is around either a 12th of a machzor shekel or a 24th of a machzor shekel. We see it down in the Mishnah. So that's a kalboin. Now, there's a chiyuv to give a kalboin together with the machzor shekel. And the machlokes is why. According to Rav Meir, he holds every machzor shekel you have to add on a kalboin, just in case the coin is not a complete coin. The coins weren't minted with by machines those days, so every coin wasn't mamish exact. So therefore, to make sure the coin is exactly the weight of a machzor shekel, everyone gave an extra kalboin, which is an extra little coin to make up for that. The other man, the Amar Kubi, holds Rabbanan hold. The reason for kalboin is because of the exchange. When you make a change, we get change, that's why you give a kalboin. So Zok the Mishnah. Ve'elu v'shechayav, on top of the Amud Avdal Amun Aleph. Ve'elu v'shechayav v'mekalboin. Who's chayav v'kalboin? Levi'im, v'Yisraelim, v'gerim, v'avodim shechrorim. Those people, or people who are chayav in machzor shekel, there was a chayiv in kalboin when it's the guy the chayiv pay a kalboin. Avloi kahanim, noshim, v'avod v'ktanim. Kahanim, noshim, v'avod v'ktanim are all potter from a kalboin. Why they're potter from a kalboin? Because they don't not mechuyev to give machzor shekel. So even if they give a machzor shekel, we went easy on them because they weren't mechuyev, so they don't have to give a kalboin. Hasheka de koina de isha de evad de katan. If someone else gives for the kohen or for the isha, for the for the kohen, was a potter because he's not worse than the person he's giving it for. He's a shliach for them. V'im shakol al yod lechaveroi. What about someone who gives for himself and his friend, which means that he's two people are giving together with one big coin, So the halacha is yichayev bekalboin because they have to split it and give half for me and half for you. So there's a exchange rate, a rate that it costs money when you get change, and therefore you pay that kalboin for that. That's Tana Kama holds. Rameya and Rebbe's kalboinus. You have to give two kalboinus. Why? Like we said, the Gemara is bring a pasuk for this, but Rameya holds the reason why you give a kalboin is because every machzor shekel needs a kalboin to make sure it's a machzor shekel. So if me and Reuven give a machzor shekel together with one big shekel, still, we have to give two kalboinus because each machzor shekel is mechayev a kalboin. Rameya and Rebbe's kalboinus. Hanoisin sela benoitel shekel. What about a case where a guy gives a sela, which is an entire shekel, and he takes back a shekel, which is a machzor shekel? What's the halacha? One person. Chayev shnei kalboinus. Chayev two kalboinus. We'll see the Gemara. We'll argue if it's going to Rameya or going to Rabbanon. What's pshat and shalacha? The halacha is when you give like a whole dollar, let's say, and you're getting back 50 cents change, you have to give two kalboinus. One for the 50 cents I'm giving to the Beis Hamikdash, and one for the 50 cents I'm getting back. And the Gemara will tell us why. Let's say someone gives a machzor shekel, again, we said a lot of shekel in the Mishnah means machzor shekel. Someone gives a machzor shekel for his friend Oni, or his neighbor, or his Ben Iroi. He's doing a favor, he's giving him a matana for his friend. Then it's part of the kalboin. Because for the Beis Hamikdash, it's like called revach, basically. They're getting something extra. So the halacha is that, you don't have to give a kalboin. Hilvan, but if you lent him the money, he doesn't have money now, then you have to give a kalboin. And he'll have to pay you back a kalboin also, the shekel with a kalboin. Because you'd be lending it to him, you're not giving him a matana. And there the guy was going to give anyway, you're just lending it to him, so there you have to give a kalboin. Another halacha, the end of the Mishnah, still another halacha. Achim ashutvim shechayov mekalbin. Brothers who are shutvim, which means brothers who had a Yerusha, and they were shutvim, they became shutvim afterwards, which means, we'll see tomorrow, we'll explain better, but we'll explain a little bit, that they had got a Yerusha, and then they split the Yerusha, and then they became shutvim again. So the halacha is chayav bekalboin, because now even though you take the money from the estate, but the estate already was separated, now we're regular partners, so you chayav bekalboin. But you p'tur ma'aseh behema, because the halacha is that the pasuk says aloshen lecha by ma'aseh behema, and it tells us that shutvim are part of ma'aseh behema. So here, the shutvim. But in the case of the Chayiv Ma'aseh, which means they did not split the Tvus Abayis yet, did not split the Yerusha yet, which means that they're not called Shutvim, it's all part of the estate, it never was separate, it never was split up yet. The halacha is, the Chayiv Ma'aseh, Behema, but you're Pturim Rakavim, because it's Ke'ilu, the father is paying for all of his kids, and in that case, they're Chayiv Ma'aseh, because like a matana of all the kids, and in that case, they're not Chayiv Ma'aseh. But Kamahu Kalbin, how much is a Kalbin? So it's a machlokes ma'akes of the Rameh, which is 1/12 of a half a shekel. But it's six, every shekel, every half a shekel is really two dinner. Every dinner is six ma'a. So one ma'a is 1/12 of a machzah shekel, the Rameh. But chomer mechatzimah, chomer is a chatzimah, which is 1/24 of a machzah shekel. That's how much this Kalbin is. So that's the second half of the Mishnah about Kalbin. Our first Gemara is going to discuss the first half of the Mishnah, where the first half of the Mishnah said basically two halachas. One halacha was that even though you don't take a mashkin from Noshim Avad Maktanim, but if they give the shekel, you mekabel it. And a Nochri and a Kusi who want to give a shekel, you're not mekabel from them. And it says you're also not mekabel. Kine Zavas, Kine, you learn this from them. That says in the first half of the Mishnah. Zok to Gemara. It says in the Mishnah, Avish Amri Mashkin, and you still accept from them. Avish Amru Halot Tvaya, but to be Tvaya them, Ein Toivim. It's Mashma that Mekablu Meyodom, but you can't demand any money from them. And before we made a Diyak from Ein Mashkin, that the Mechuyiv is you don't take a Mashkin. So my answer is like this, by Katan, posh like this. We said at three levels. When he lohevi beisaris, he's a katan. So then he's not mechuyev at all. If he gives it, you accept it. Once he gets 13 years old, beisaris, he's mechuyev to give him the rabbanon, but there's no mashkin moisei. Once he hits 20, there's a chiyev to mashkin moisei. So when it says even mashkin doshavam ktanim, it's talking about gedolim, but there's no mashkin. So yesterday, Mordechai asked the kasha, what about Noshav Avadim? Sound the same like cotton. Noshav Avadim are potter pastors, the potter legamri, even the Rabbanon. So that the Rav Fulda, the Haggos of Rav Fulda on the Ishami says that agav the other things. We spoke about yesterday, but it's agav ktanim, it says Loshav even mashkim and Noshav Avadim. Noshav Avadim also not machuyev, just said it agav that. But there are some who hold Taka Noshav Avadim archive in Shkolim. This is not Mashkinoiser, because we're dying from the mission like that. And it's a big tumult. And there's a Rikveg in the Chubas about ladies being Chayiv Musaf, and it's the gay, this Shiloh. It's nothing more about it. It says a Nokri Vakusi. They give a shekel, you say, no, thank you, I cannot accept the shekel, you can't be part of the Kabbalahs. Omer Abba, Tipata Kamadiyama Kusi Kinochri. This is going to what the Yama holds, that Kusim are Geri Aroyas, they're not good Gerim, and they're like a goy. This Balgan, this Machloika, is Kusi Kinochri, the Rebbe holds Kusi is like a goy. Shemil, I'm a Kusi Kisrael, the Chaldova. Shemil holds Kusi is like Israel. And I'm saying, our Mishnah sounds like Rebbe, that's Kusi Kinochri. Om Rab Lazar, Mastisim Benochrim, have a Kusim, loy. Here Lazar says, our Mishnah says Nochri v'kusi shokel mekam yodam, then he's mekam yodam kini zavis kini zav kini zav kini yodais. Our Mishnah is dafka talking about Nochrim and not kusim, and which means that he's tiny. Lazar's tining is like this. The first half of Mishnah is like giving machzah shekel that we don't accept even from kusim who are geiri emes, since they're not such. They're not just from Yidin, even though they're Gary MS, but since they're not so, they don't keep all the mitzvahs, so we don't accept money for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. But Karbanos, we do, they're Gary and we do accept. So the second half of the Mishnah it says, Ve'imek Kabla Mehem, Kine Zavim, Ve'kine Zavois, Ve'kine Yalodois, Chatois Va'ashamois, those words are Dafka by Goy, not by Kusi. So could Shtim Rav Shem Yomil, that's what was tiny. And I'll bring you a raya that kusim could bring kabbanas, because it says v'tani kain adam l'rabbis ha'gerim mekem lohitzis emumarim, that the gerim are allowed to bring kabbanas. So that's what Rav Lazar wanted at the time. Zog to Gemara, no, I don't agree to you. Mastisim pligi al Rav Lazar. The Mishnah is not like Rav Elazar, and it has to be saying that even kusim can't give kinei zav kinei ladas. And what's the pshat? Because why would someone bring a carbon for a zav if he's a zav or a zava, right? If the guy is a goy, does he? If it's going on nachrim, nachrim keep tumah v'taira? No, they don't bring carbon for ladas. They don't have a havamina for that. So it has to talk about kusim, and still it's saying you can't bring it. So it's not like a shemim v'gamil. Why can they bring? Because they really goyim, but they think they're eating, so they keep the tumah. So by them, the din of kinei zav applies dafka by kusim, not by goyim. Mastisim pligi rab lozah emi kavlam lehem emi kavlam miyodam kinei zav v'zavah is kinei ladas v'chiyesh kinei zav v'zavah is benachrim. It's just thing as kinei zav v'zavah is benachrim. Ella, it's afraid to mark. So it comes out that lefi this thing that was that's the guy now. It comes out reish just benachrim. The reish just says nachrim and kusim. And safe is dafka by kusim. That's shver. Saying the ratio says nachrim kusim and safe is only kusim. So ta'chad and titchad and the bavarans. What do you mean? And fear of olam pshar rav lozah is any better? Fear of lozah, the ratio is nachrim and kusim and the safe is only nachrim. Why is that any better? He says that's better because nachrim is the ikar. Kusim is like agav the nachrim. But now they were saying that the safe is only kusim. That's shver because the nachrim is the ikar. So, the ratio of Nachrim is safe for Kusim? Yeah, Kenu. Ratio of Nachrim is safe for Kusim. The ratio of Nachrim and the safe is by Kusim. Omra Vyechra. The Nugumar are now about accepting presents from Goyim and from Kusim. So, Omra Vyechra. Betchil le'imme kablam lehem loydova mesuyim loydova she'ine mesuyim. But when the beginning of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, you don't accept from the Nachrim and the Kusim, you don't accept from them any type of present for the Binyan HaBayis. And why? Because you worry about Rifyan, which means like this. They want you to rely on them, and what they do is they start scaling back what they give, and this way you won't be able to build a Beis HaMikdash like a mensch. So that's why betchila in mekablam leidav masum leiv shem masum. You don't mekablam eating something specific or not specific. You don't mekablam anything. But once they have the binyan up and you just need like things to fix up, mekablam davam shem masum. You can mekablam davam shem masum, which means like you can mekablam money from them, but not a davar masum. See mekablam mehem davam shem masum. Mekablam davam masum. You can't mekablam. What does davam masum mean? Something that is recognizable that they brought it. Because we don't want them to have like a chelik in the Beis HaMikdash. So everyone will see, oh, that's Yena's thing. The example that they give is like a kalya oiriv, which means like used to put some like scarecrows on top of the heichel to chase away the birds. It really was something they couldn't sit on it because it was like these like spears. They couldn't, it's like that type of thing. So everyone knows what that is. Oh, that was donated by that kuzi. And therefore, you're not allowed to have a dova mesuyim. So Rav Yechon says, beginning you can't take anything. Besides, if you could take a dova she'ini mesuyim and not a dova mesuyim. You don't mekabel from these kusim and goyim anything, not beginning, not the end, and not don't mesuyim, not mesuyim, nothing. So the Gemara, I have a kasha on Rav Yechonon, my sister pleads Rav Yechonon. It says, "Ein mekabel mehem hekdesh v'nedava lebedek abayis." It says, "Stama, you're not mekabel from them hekdesh and bedek abayis from them." So it's mashma, beginning and end. So it's a kasha Rav Yechonon. It sounds like a shlokos. You never can accept anything. And for the Gemara, pasaloi bein mitchil bein mesoyim vavad dava mesuyim. We're going on dava mesuyim. Dava mesuyim, you can't accept any time. So you're right, it says mashma, you can't accept any time. But don't dava mesuyim. Or the gabayis ema, according to Tikkun Charatin, there's a gabayis ema. Or talking about, you now accept anything, but talking about mitchila. Like that'd be not a weird. We have to see the different gears. That'd be like a boy same. Like a boy same over him. The lashon is upasaloi betchila shafil me'oisav yelicha me'yayim ha'melach. That even the something betchila there even ain't a mesuyim you don't accept from the guy. That's the two ways to learn this brayse. It's not a kasha v'yecha. So tomorrow further. Mastisim pligir of Shem Malakos. We have a Mishnah in Erechin that argues Shem Malakos. Tani, it says over there, Hakol Shavim Sheinoidrim Vinidrim. Everyone agrees that a guy can make a neder, which means he can donate something to the Beit HaGavayis, that's part of Pshat, he can donate to the Beit HaGavayis, Benidrim, and he could also say, he could say on someone else that I'm going to pay his value, the Goy could say, I'm going to pay Reuven's value to the Beis HaMikdash, and Reuven could say, I'm going to pay the Goy's value to the Beis HaMikdash. There's Noidrim and Nidrim. So it's the Kasha of the Rakesh, because he's given a Neder to the Beis HaMikdash. We just said that the fear of Stalkers, you never ever give a Neder to the Beis HaMikdash. You never give a Beis HaMikdash. What's going on over here? And for the Gemara Apostle, Oilo, talking about a carbon. And a carbon, we know a Goy could give a carbon. That's what the Mishnah in Erech is talking about, giving a carbon. So the Gemara says, but if it's an oilah, if it's a carbon, nicha noidrim, good, the word, we know noidrim, you can be noida oilah. Noidrin oilah. Nidrin oilah, well, how's the past of nidrin oilah? How is someone else saying, harei alai oilah like that guy? It doesn't make sense. What does nidrin mean? So Gemara answers, yeah, it's passed like this. Al b'sha'imri Yisrael harei alai oilah, v'shama nokri, and nokri heard the Yisrael say harei alai oilah. But what he said, alai, that's like nidrim, which means it's kilu. Someone made a neder for him, and that's the loss of nidrim. So about the same for Shimon Lakos, the Mishnah in Erechin is talking about oila, and this was not a kasha on Shimon Lakos. So Zokta Marvaita, the enoi maybe in the when he brings the oila, he doesn't bring the sachem. If that's a kasha, you answer we're talking about oila. But you don't bring Nesachim with Oila. And what happens with extra Nesachim? It goes to the Beit HaGavayis and to the Klisharis. The Moise Nesachim loyal Klisharis in him. Doesn't go to Klisharis. Nimsa, maybe Dava Masuyim. Turns out you bring a Dava Masuyim. So it's a Kasha. Rather, the Lashon of Girsa of Tiklin Chalatin is Dava She'inim Masuyim. It's a Kasha Rosh Lakish. He says, the Chayra here, you're bringing, it's not a Masuyim, because it's the extra nesachim, but the ma'aseh you're bringing something to Beis HaMikdash, so it's a kasha on Rosh Lakish. So what do you answer over here? Even when you bring an oila, you're bringing nesachim, and extra nesachim go to the Beit HaGavayis. So Gemara's answer different tariffs and whole kasha on Rosh Lakish. Hesiv Rav Yesi Bar Rabbi Bun Vuhatanina. We learned in the Mishnah there earlier in Erechin, Nerechin Varechin, that they could make an Erech Ploini Alai. The din of the Torah is someone says Erech Ploini Alai, depends how old he is, he gives that much money. And someone could make him Erech also. So isn't that going to Beit HaGavayis? Lo Beit HaGavayis Inun? So what are you going to say? Heich Mata Oimus, what are you going to have to answer? Tamon L'Shamayim Misgavin. He's Misgavin to give it to L'Shamayim, the Goy. Comes by itself to the Beit HaGavayis. Doesn't have a have a meaning. Doesn't say lehedya. Doesn't have a mind to give the Beit HaGavayis. The whole thing of Shlokish is only if I'm giving it lehedya to Beit HaGavayis. If I'm giving it l'shamayim and the punk goes to Beit HaGavayis, it's fine. That's the answer to the nidrim v'noidrim also. Umeleim bo'al Beit HaGavayis. At oim av hocha l'shamayim v'mesgaviz gam l'shamayim umeleim heim bo'im l'Beit HaGavayis. It goes by itself to Beit HaGavayis. And that's the pshat, why it's not a problem, even lefi, Rab, Shem Balakash, because I have myself. Shem Balakash, what case, only I say, I want to give it to Beit HaGavayis. That's the case where he said, it is Asar.